And now that millions of Americans have been affected financially in a very big way, it is time to spread your wings and rediscover your passion and start to build on something that can provide you and your family the opportunity to see your career blossom doing something you really enjoy. Thousands of companies have allowed many of their employees to work from home, which is so generous. It makes sense in so many ways. Granted, you still need to provide for your family and do your job, if you are lucky enough to still have one. That's okay, but for you not to take advantage of this golden opportunity and build something for your future simultaneously would simply be crazy, as now you have that opportunity to do so. We want to guide you in your journey and help you realize your full potential as your own boss. Being the CEO of your life and of your future patiently awaits you. We look forward to you joining us weekly as we explore and discuss with some successful entrepreneurs what it takes and how you can succeed online in 2020 and beyond. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Robert J. We do appreciate you tuning in today for our program, Working from Home During the Pandemic. We're going to discuss many different topics during this series, mainly topics, of course, to help you succeed in your online business, also to help you succeed in life, to come out of that zone. And I mean the Twilight Zone, of course, but the zone meaning, you know, where have you been? Where have you been? What have you been doing with your life in the last 7 or 8 months? It's been incredible. So many lives have changed, some for the good, and some, unfortunately, for not so good, right? A lot of people's lives have been lost. A lot of lives have changed. We're never going to be the same. Let's just say that, right? And with this new format of our show, we want to focus more on the entrepreneur. Not like we haven't already in the last 12 or so years since we've done this, started doing the show back in 2009, I believe. But we want to make sure that we're covering all bases. We're going to be inviting special guests on our show, people who have succeeded, and really in any type of business. And that's really been the format of our show all along. However, I wanted to take it to a different level and also be a voice for the masses out there. My goodness, when I started doing radio back in, early 90s, and then segue into some mainstream radio, and eventually the introduction to the internet radio, we were one of the first stations in Metro Detroit to handle such a feat. Small 1,000-watt station, eventually, and really couldn't even be heard across town, was able to be heard throughout the world. We had people calling us in from Europe, requesting songs. It was pretty amazing. It's quite a great example of where we were then. This, I'm talking about the late 90s to where we are now in 2020. And heading right fast, full speed ahead into 2021. We invite you, of course, to call in on the show. If you're an entrepreneur yourself, feel free to contact us. We'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, the show is basically set up for it's really as a, like a support type of show where we want to provide information and give great content to folks on our show. And we're looking for, you know, people who are going to give us tips, type of thing, not so much for folks to come on in here and talk about their own products. With saying that, we'll still give you some props, you know, introduce you that way. But this is not a show to put a bunch of, like Facebook, for instance, you know, to throw a bunch of things in Facebook groups and, you know, spam people. We want to be a little bit different, you know, and if we can help out the masses out there who are struggling. Myself, I've been an entrepreneur most of my life. I own a lemonade stand in Flushing, New York, and have my own carnival, bazaar, whatever you want to call it. My problem is I don't understand the whole premise of long-lasting, since everybody is a winner and I think I was out of business in 3 hours. With saying that, though, I just want to welcome anyone to tune into our show. As of right now, today is Thursday, and it looks like most likely Thursdays are going to be the days we're going to be airing this show. We'll see how that goes as time moves on. We are going to be actually getting the show on the other platforms as well. That's really the goal of the show. Our show started out, of course, let me see. I was actually working for another gentleman years back. I'm working on my first one, Blog Talk Radio. And that's where I actually broadcast from today. And they were great. You know, I literally can call into the station and do my radio show. Most times I've done it from my vehicle, on my phone. And of course, things have changed. And now we've got podcast equipment and things of that nature. I'm talking to you from a pretty decent microphone today. And it was a great experience back then. I got paid a little money to do the interview. I interviewed quite a few people. And like I said, it was a great experience to literally be at home in my living room or my bedroom, whatever, and actually doing my show, right? And that really hasn't changed much. Most podcasters, that's what they do now. First podcast went from voice into video. And it's actually both now. You get a voice only, or you have a voice, and well, of course, you have video, you have voice, right? But that was pretty interesting back then. And it's the technology has advanced. This is long before even Facebook was around when we were doing that. But saying that, as I started doing my own show, I just picked up myself, right? And my whole premise back then was to help out local entrepreneurs, brick and mortar businesses, I worked with another guy in radio years ago, Crazy Al, and he had done a show where he interviewed people. He interviewed plumbers, he interviewed people who were painted, the paint company, as an example. And they would come in and talk about their business, and they would get to spin some records. Literally, he'd have somebody else, his cohort, his partner over there, Larry Matthews, he would spin the records. And of course, they'd get to choose the songs that they wanted to play, and people would call in, ask questions, whatever. And it was a great promotional thing. It was a half-hour, basically it was a half-hour infomercial. And we were able to sell that as a package. I was in sales, so we were able to sell that as a package. It was actually not very cheap, actually. At that time, we were just getting into internet radio, so really we're just basically your local station. And most of the companies come in and are being interviewed were local as well. But I thought that would be a great idea to go and do that format and maybe make it a little bit better, you know, tweak it a little bit here or there and invite people who are, once again, brick-and-mortar businesses, but, of course, even entrepreneurs, I'm sorry, even online marketers, have them come on, too, and talk about maybe talk about their company. And that time, we're going to charge a little bit of money, but come on, talk about their companies and their products and services, and weight loss companies could come in and see what the kind of response we get. Anyway, we did a lot of shows and did other different topics. And that's what's so great about this whole medium. You can pretty much get on and talk about anything you want to talk about, right? But you got to keep it, you know, if you're targeting a certain audience, you got to keep it, focused, of course. And as an internet marketer myself, I was a former internet marketer. I was actually went back to the man for several years in corporate America. Did pretty good and, you know, made a little bit of money. Once again, after 4 years of my stint at one place and to do a few others in between, I was really kind of almost where I was when I first went in. The cool part about it was I was actually working for a network marketing company. And being in network marketing, it was basically a natural for me because I was able to help people on the phone when they called in about their organization, their downlines, have problems ordering or help them rank up and assume the next position in the company. I was their man, and I really enjoyed that part of it. It really was an awesome opportunity, and fortunately the company had some financial situations, and and then we parted company a few years back. With saying that, though, like I said, it was I was a natural for that. And then I did get into other things and food delivery and stuff like that not too long ago. And the pandemic hit, of course. So I thought to myself, okay, I got to dust off all this stuff and get back on online marketing. Even though I kept my foot in the water, so to speak, I really didn't. I let a lot of things go. It's like opening up, you have all the storage, say a facility, and you left it. You paid the fee for the rental storage, let's say. And you paid the fee. You didn't lose your stuff, but you open up that garage, and there's cobwebs, and it's dust, and it's musty. And so now I've got to take that old information, and it's new information out there. There's great new stuff. There's so much great tools. I wish we had the kind of tools that you guys all have now back in the day. My goodness, a lot of us internet marketers would have been millionaires ourselves. But with saying that, I decided, okay, let me get back in touch with some people, some key people, some people, even younger folks that I consider my mentors. Got back in touch with them, and I was able to, kind of get back in the game, if you will. And since that point, I've bought lots of courses. I've educated myself. I guess I could say I'm still in school. I have made, I really can't say I made that much money. I made a little bit of money. But with saying that, I'm at the point now where, okay, now it's time. And the thing is, I realized, though, as I was kicking around these different things and getting in different programs, finding out more how to do a better Craigslist, I knew how to do it. Me and another partner of mine, we had leads coming in out of the yin-yang every single day. And free, 50 leads per day. I had a system set up. It was two autoresponders. And basically, one, it would actually help qualify and disqualify people that were basically kicking tires, right? So, on average, we have about 5 serious applicants. And what we're looking for at that time was people to literally be telemarketers. And so, we're literally running a telemarketing business through Yahoo Messenger. That was amazing. I mean, I could tell you stories. I'll be sharing these stories as we go on with our show to give you some insight about where I've been and what I've done and where I'm going with all this. I definitely got some great war stories, war or horror stories. Regardless, it was everything you do is an experience, and you live and you learn, right? So just remember that when you're doing your building your business and doing your thing on a daily basis. Facebook, of course, as majority of you seasoned marketers know, is a hot and heavy thing. But, you know, old-fashioned stuff does work, too. And I found that out recently. I was like, oh, my God, this stuff's still around? So there's a lot of other opportunities out there for you to use that can actually help you build your business. One of my mentors, talks about mindset. And he's right. The thing of it is, I've had my mind set for quite a while now. Let's go already. I want to make money at this thing, but the thing of it is mindset, literally working on the mind, like reading books, like Thinking We're Rich, How to Win Friends, Influence People. Phenomenal books. I read How to Win Friends, Influence People 30 years ago, a couple of times. I read Thinking We're Rich. I read that. I'm on my fifth time. I'm not bragging because quite honestly, the 4 times it didn't really sink in, right? Or maybe I wouldn't be talking to you today. Maybe I would have a major radio station or whatever. Who knows? Thing of it is, you really have to realize what it is you want. And don't confuse the issue. Don't get into 25 different things. It's okay to still live and learn. And learn meaning by, educate yourself. Nothing wrong with that. But if you find something that works, work that. And then move on to the next thing. And that's kind of what I was, it was instilled upon me, to do that. So I pulled back a little bit about a month ago. I thought, you know what? I'm spinning my wheels. This is crazy. I really need I did train podcast. I mean, I don't need training per se. I know how to do a radio show and all that. But with saying that, I still need the latest and greatest new technology. And I wanted to eventually maybe monetize my show. But more important, I just want to get back on the air and do it the right way. So that's basically what this whole thing is. And I have another show I created that's basically just kind of been on the shelf for a few minutes. I was going to launch that back right before the pandemic hit. I was going to launch it in right around April, I believe. Even at the pandemic hit, April was my launch date for that. And so it's a kind of different show. It's about music and highlighting and featuring bands of the 80s. And I'll be promoting that or advertising that eventually once we get that off the ground. It's a totally different format. But still based on the entrepreneurial spirit. Of course, that part of it would be within the music industry, which I used to be a part of. I guess I still am in a way. I'm still, I just haven't done anything in quite a long time, and I wanted to highlight the bands of the 80s. And sure, I wanted to highlight my band, but I also want to highlight bands that I feel in my heart could have made it, and probably should have made it in some of them. But for whatever reason, they just get that lucky break, if you will, right? So I kind of want to invite folks on like that. And also bands that maybe made it underground, if you will. Not so big, right? But it had a major influence on a major music scene. And 10, 15, 20 years later, they went back in the studio or remixed their stuff, and boom, now they got a hot-selling record in the UK or wherever. So it's going to be a variety show, a variety of different topics, but mostly geared towards the music. And we'll be playing some tunes from those bands that we have on. And the show is actually going to be called Legacy 80, The Band That Never Was. And the was part is you fill in the blank. Like, what is great? Well, of course, they're probably all great, but was famous, was on, was never on MTV. So anyway, that's going to be the premise of the show. Our original name was Legacy, and eventually we became Blind Legacy. That's why the name Legacy there. Legacy also means inheritance. So, but it's been in my mind for quite a while. And like I said, it's been in the works, just haven't launched it yet. So look for that. But back to the show here, your radio promo powered by Viral Voiceovers. So now it's a mouthful. That's what the original show's name was. And probably I'll keep that name because it's that's what it is. It's your radio promo. It's really the whole idea. And Viral Voiceovers was my voiceover company. So kind of it goes hand in hand, right, with what I'm doing. And that's what they also educate you on. Whatever your show is, make sure you have in your title. Don't try to be, be mysterious, but don't try to be like have them guess what you are and what you do. It's better to just come out and say what the title is. And like I said, I might even change the title of the show for right now. And it's been this way for 12 years, your radio promo. So like I said, we may eventually change that. But for right now, that's what it's been. That's what it probably will stay for at least for a few minutes. So we decide, to move maybe a different direction. But right now, I want to just relaunch the show and get talking again to people and have people call in and have a special guest on the show for you all so you can get better educated. I'm going to take a little break here real quick and play a little treat for you. I mentioned about the music. So you got one of my tunes that we did, me and my band. Have a listen to it. Enjoy, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. This is Robert J. on your radio promo powered by Viral Voiceovers. It's called Living a Life Alone.
Can anyone hear me call?
Living a Life Alone by Blind Legacy, our band. Fun time. What a great time, man, back in the 80s. We really had a fun time. That song, we actually went in the studio, recorded. I had booked some time for us to record a couple other songs and then decided to let's just work on some other songs. And this one, Def Leppard, was pretty popular. It just came out with Pyromania not too long before that. And I was trying to, you know, let's write something similar to, like, Too Late or, you know, something like that off the Pyromania album. And it was, like, kind of our, if you will, our answer to that song. But I'm definitely no Joe Elliott, that's for sure. I did lead vocals. My brother was on drums. And Jeff Edwards on the lead guitar. Bob Pulaski on bass. And at that time, we had another gentleman in our band, Dave Olson, who also played guitar on that track. And like I said, phenomenal band and, fun times. And man, wow. But we'll be talking more about that on the new show once we get that rolling. We're playing a few more of our hits as well, our hits ourselves, I guess. like what they say, you're famous in your own mind, right? But the thing of it is, it was, like I said, passion and to write songs with other people that you have, like you just have such a great energy and to do that all at the same time and to just make a song come together in a short period of time and go and record it, put it on some tape. It was pretty phenomenal. We actually went, I moved to New York shortly, about a year later, and after the song, let's see, actually the same year. I think about it. I graduated college, and I was looking for a record deal. I went to Capitol Records, went to Arista Records, and Atlanta Records. And I cassette tape. You know, what did I know any better? You know, it was 8-track recording, where we record at. And we didn't get the big deal, but I wanted to do something, so I went and had the song remixed. A good friend of mine out of Queens helped me to do that. Him and his partner. And we went to Power Play Studios, I believe, in Astoria, Queens. I think that's where it was, the city. That's where I lived at the time. And And it was like right after that is when I relocated back to Michigan, so I didn't get a chance to redistribute those tapes. And then about a year or so later, I went back to New York, lived on the island, and I did actually bring one of our songs to another station out in Long Island, WBAB, and they wanted to hear more. So we submitted that and gave them on a reel-to-reel, stuff like that. So that was exciting to have that happen for us. But I was always promoting the band, always like, you know, as if we were still together, because if we got the record deal, we would have reunited. And we actually ended up just doing one more song about a year or so later. And that was one afternoon on a four-tracker, Blind Legacy. We actually literally wrote a song called Blind Legacy. Anyway, it looks like we're running out of time here. Oh, my goodness. Time flies when you're having fun, right? But I wanted to just invite you to tune in to our show. Keep tabs. You can probably keep tabs on us. Right now, I have viralvoiceovers.com set up, viralvoiceovers.com. If you go to that site right there, you can click on a link, and it'll take you to the latest podcast. Something probably will change soon. But for right now, that's how we have it set up. Feel free to tune in to our show. We're going to continue to stay on Blog Talk Radio for sure. Eventually, we'll see how it goes. We eventually go to video. But for right now, we're having fun just doing the old, good old radio gig type of thing. And we keep it that way, that'd be great, you know. But this is Robert J. with your radio promo. Today is October 21st, 2020. I take that back. Today's October 22nd, 2020. A quick happy birthday out to my son. I'll be 22 tomorrow. It's funny, 22. Anyway, he'll be 22 tomorrow. So God bless him, and proud to have him. And it's a great. Anyway, thanks very much for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate each and every one of you. Check it out, you know, for sure. Like I said, check out our website at viralvoiceovers.com, and we'll keep you informed as well. Feel free to fill out a form there too on our site if you want to stay in contact with us. Okay. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, everybody. Remember, you can make a difference. Just take one day at a time.